Now, onto a story about an individual who's bought his own natural gas car. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has this story from our archives.
Meet Joe Lundy. He lives in Fox Chapel, a leafy suburb of Pittsburgh.
And we'll see how long we can get this to run.
He's got a wife, two kids, and a few cars in the driveway. But look a little more closely. Actually, just look at what he's doing with his car, and you'll find this is no ordinary Joe.
You can hear that little suction. That noise shouldn't be there.
Joe is fueling up his Honda Civic GX. It's a car that runs exclusively on natural gas. He's hooked up a hose from a compressor along the side of his house. It takes gas from his utility line and puts it directly into his car's gas tank.
But that's basically how loud it is. And you can smell you can smell the natural gas a little bit.
Using the compressor, it takes Joe 8 whole hours to refuel his car. So why is he going through all this? Why natural gas? It turns out Joe got the idea at work. He's the CFO of a company that rents out bulldozers and backhoes. A couple years ago, his company started doing a lot of business with oil and gas drillers. They'd come to Pennsylvania to look for natural gas in the Marcellus Shale.
And you start thinking, well, you know, if there's so much natural gas here, from a commuting standpoint, why not try it?
Joe, so far, has been pleased. He's saving about $15 a week on his commute by using natural gas. He also likes that his car is better for the environment. Methane, the main ingredient in natural gas, produces 25% less CO2 than gasoline. It emits fewer of the components that make smog, and it creates virtually no particulate matter. That's the black soot that comes out of the tailpipes of diesel trucks. So is natural gas the fuel of the future? Joe Lundy says it should be.
It's cleaner, it's cheaper, and it's abundant, and it's domestic. Why not? And try it.
Natural gas cars have caught on in parts of Europe, South America, and Asia, but there are only 120,000 of the vehicles in this country. And most of these are so-called fleet vehicles, like dump trucks and buses. Only one passenger car sold in the U.S. runs on natural gas. That's Joe's Honda Civic. The car costs about $25,000, $6,000 more than a regular Civic. Even if you're willing to pay more, you have to find a dealer that will sell you one. Joe found his in Buffalo. New York is one of only 4 states where the car is sold. But that still leaves the question of refueling. Joe paid $3,000 for his used natural gas compressor.
The gentleman I bought it from, he said these things are like little tanks. They just never break, right. Which I kind of throw back at him now because it really hasn't worked like he said it was going to work from the beginning.
Once you get on the road, natural gas filling stations are few and far between. There are hundreds in California, but Pennsylvania, for instance, has only 10. And most of these are in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, as Joe and his son found out when they drove across the state this summer.
We're going to take our van or one of the other cars, and my 12-year-old, Vince, said, "Dad, let's take the Honda." I said, "Well, Vince," I said, "we got to plan this out." He said, let's do it.
Part of the plan was a 2-hour detour each way to State College, the only place between the two cities with a natural gas filling station. This lack of refueling options is the central issue for natural gas vehicles, says Amy Myers Jaffe of Rice University.
We have a chicken and egg problem in this country if we did talk about going off of gasoline.
Even if the industry solves its chicken and egg dilemma, environmental questions linger. It may have cleaner emissions, but natural gas is still a fossil fuel. And when it burns, it emits carbon dioxide, the main culprit in global climate change. It is also increasingly derived from fracking. The industry says fracking, if done right, is safe. But some environmentalists, like Amy Mall of the National Resources Defense Council, say fracking can contaminate groundwater and make people near the wells sick.
Natural gas is not clean. And producing natural gas is not clean, but it may be cleaner than other alternatives.
Joe, for one, is in favor of drilling. He thinks it can be done safely. As for his Honda, it's been a hit with his son, Vince.
There's something just special about it.
So do any of the other kids at his school have a car like his dad's?
No.
Well, not maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
But I doubt that.
When Vince is old enough to buy his own car, there's a chance it will run on natural gas. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
We first aired that story in 2011. We checked in with Joe Lundy this week. He tells us he's now got 20,000 plus miles on the Civic. Lundy's other son, Jack, is now 16, and he's also driving it and enjoying paying just $11 to fill her up. You're listening to the Allegheny Front.